Few artists in Indian films have acquired as much acclaim and applause in a villainous role as Prem Chopra.
Prem naam hai mera. Prem Chopra.
Aaj se milke badi khushi hui hai.
You see, what happens is the role of the villain remains the same. It is the involvement of the actor which can make the same role more interesting. So many times I was told this is a different role that I am getting, it's a different character totally. But when the roles will come to me and I will start shooting through the same role. Now in the same role, without disturbing the impact of the character, if you add a dimension like a comical gesture or one-liner or sadisticness, these gimmicks, these are called gimmicks, professional gimmicks. So they become more interesting performances, which the people like, and they react to it in a very positive manner.
Shabash, shabash, Karbala,
tohbala.
ये तुम अच्छा नहीं कर रहे हो बाप. ताऊजी के पैसे चुरा कर शराब और जुए में उड़ाने का तुम्हें कोई हक नहीं.
The evil, debased, detestable uncle, stepfather, neighbor, a part of society. Just some of the roles Prem Chopra has portrayed. And more often than not, his character works in a double-dealing, underhanded way. All milk and honey on the surface and a roguish rapscallion down below. Something he excels in, putting on just the right colors. In some 35 years in the industry, he has acted in almost 400 films, earlier on as a good guy, but mostly in the villain's role. Changing times have made changing demands.
There used to be only one media of entertainment, that was cinema. So everybody will like to go, and everybody will go to the picture irrespective of the status of the film, you see. And the films, either if the film is good, they used to be super hits, or the film was bad, they won't be totally flopped. It wouldn't put the producer out of business. He'll still stay there because he was able to recover his investment, maybe with a marginal loss or something like this. But nowadays, if the film is bad, the things go flat, or the producer is wiped out totally. That's why you have to give something totally new, positive and different.
Things have changed vastly from the days when he started out, and actors have to be complete packages, knowing what it takes to reach the top and a something special to stay there. Prem Saab, as a veteran, has earned tremendous respect from peers and audiences alike, and is all admiration for the new crop.
New crop of actors which are coming, both men and women, they're very much focused. They're aware of the competition they are facing. So they're all the time on the alert, and they work very hard. They understand the media very well, and also nowadays they are educated, so they can grasp the whole thing much better. I won't say much better than the previous time, but definitely in a positive manner I'm talking about.
The central idea and theme of all his roles is to bring out to the audiences the villain in all his forms as a detestable, hateful and pathetic member of society, someone who is defeated eventually by his own actions and schemes. And as that mirror, he has been hugely successful too.